Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As federal prosecutors prepare to wrap up their case in the murder and racketeering trial of longtime Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger, they still have one more major witness to call. Stephen Fleming is serving life in prison for 10 murders, murders he says Bulger was involved in. With Fleming expected to take the witness stand today, we turn to WBUR's David Boeri, who's covering the trial and tells us that Bulger and Fleming had a long association.
The two of them were in partnership. They did extremely well, as we all know. They came together in the early 1970s after Fleming had returned from being on the lam up in Canada. As of 1975, Bulger went on the books as a secret informant, a top echelon informant for the FBI. Soon after, he was already paired up criminally with Fleming at the time, and not long after, Fleming was also made a top secret FBI informant. He had been on the books before, going way back to the 60s as a top secret FBI informant.
In terms of that partnership, was either one of them the boss, or were they more or less equals?
Stephen Fleming had two different careers, so to speak. On one hand, he was linked for a long time with Frank Salemi and the Mafia. He was never a member of the Mafia, but he was linked with Salemi, and Salemi, by 1990 or so, was, in fact, the Don, the head of the New England Mafia. Fleming was involved with them. He was also involved with Bulger. Some people think that Bulger, when we talk about Bulger as if he was the ruler, but in fact, Stevie was a co-partner. It just seemed that Jimmy got lots of the attention and made more of the decisions, but they really were co-partners. Steve Fleming told his son once that he'd rather be a kingmaker than a king, and that was on display in this relationship.
Let me ask you a question about the jury's relationship with this upcoming witness. Some of the other big witnesses in this case have been pretty shady characters who it might be hard for the jury to like. You've seen Stephen Fleming before. Does he express regret for his crimes? How much impact do you think he'll have on the jurors as they weigh these murder and racketeering charges against Whitey Bulger?
You've been very diplomatic by saying pretty shady characters, Bob. You're talking about some of the most loathsome people you'll ever hear about and hear stories about. In terms of Fleming, he has already admitted to raping his stepdaughter and, in fact, murdering her. So that is going to play largely, and it's going to play especially largely here because there are two women whose murders are being blamed on Bulger. One of them is Debbie Davis, who was Stephen Fleming's girlfriend who wanted to leave him. The other is Deborah Hussey. Now, for Deborah Davis, there were two people there, and only two people, it seems, at the time she was murdered, Bulger and Fleming. They're going to blame each other. Bulger has insisted he killed no women. Fleming could be very charming. He has been a terrific government witness so far in the two trials of John Connolly.
It was only last week when the F-bomb was hurled in the courtroom, and there was incredible tension and explosiveness when Kevin Weeks, Bulger's former right-hand man, testified against Bulger. Are we going to see that kind of tension in the courtroom with Fleming?
We're all expecting the tension because Bulger has been this growling, hissing old man who's popped off several times and into F-bombs here at the trial. We're wondering if that's going to be the case, and it would be typical of him if it is, since he seems to resent everybody who has testified against him. But Stevie is the kind of guy that will come into court with some sort of insouciant line, "Hey, Jim, how you doing?" Kevin Weeks told me after he testified that having seen Bulger for the first time in all these many years, he thinks Bulger has lost it, that he is not the same person, that he has definitely aged. The same concern is there for Fleming because he has aged remarkably in the course of these 12 years now.
Will Fleming's questioning wrap up this week?
Fleming's questioning will probably wrap up this week, but remember, Fleming is in a position, like few others, perhaps only Kevin Weeks, to bury Jimmy Bulger. He was there. He saw it all. He was involved in it all. He did it all. And I'm told that he's pretty clear-minded. He's in a position to bury him.
WBUR's David Boeri. Thanks a lot. Good to talk to you, David.
You're welcome, Bob.